com.
I find this scientifically fascinating.
This is North Central Iowa's own 98.9 FM, KQCR Parkersburg. Radio on the go.
It's time for basketball.
It's time for the Coach's Channel, brought to you by Chuck Becker, Channel Seed, and his area dealers. It's the High School Basketball Coaches Show on 98.9 FM and radioonthego.com. Sit back and enjoy the conversation as KQCR's area coaches about their teams, the players, the stats, and the games. It's the Coaches Channel, presented by Chuck Becker, Channel Seed. Seedsmanship at work.
One shining moment, they're frozen.
Good morning and welcome into the latest edition of the Channel Seeds Coaches Show. I'm your host, Jeff Ramin, bringing you the show from start to finish today, CBC's Coaches Channel on 98.9 KQCR. It's another week that we can chat with our area girls basketball coaches. Second time this season, we'll have the opportunity to catch up with all of our girls basketball programs, AGWSR, Applington Parkersburg, as well as Clarksville, Dyke New Hartford, Grundy Center, and South Hardin. A lot of change in the offseason for a lot of our groups, not only graduating players, but a couple new coaches in the area between girls and boys basketball teams. And we're excited to chat with all of our coaches once again today. You're tuned in to the CBC's Coaches Channel right here on 98.9 KQCR. We'll get to the beginning of the show here in just a moment, but want to congratulate the Grundy Center Spartan football team on a tremendous season. Spartans were still in play just a couple days ago, played for another state title this year, unfortunately came up just short against Iowa City Regina, but they're the state runners-up for Class A for the second consecutive season. Congratulations to Coach Zajac and all of Spartan Nation on another tremendous season. The Spartans 22-3 now overall in 2 years under head coach Travis Zajac. Once again, congratulations to the Grundy Center Spartans on a tremendous football season. Get the show started after these messages. We chat with area coaches next right here on 98.9 KQCR and online at radioonthego.com.
We're with Christy Lammers, Channel Seed dealer with CB Seeds, telling us about a new soybean product.
Yes, we have our new ExtendFlex soybeans, which you can spray dicamba, Liberty, or Roundup on them. Those have been in the plot only this year, so we haven't seen them in the field yet. But in the plot, they've been doing wonderful across the state. Anybody that's using Enlist E3 products definitely needs to come talk with us about these new Channel ExtendFlex beans. I'm really seeing some competitive advantages. So give us a call.
319-239-1111 is Christy's number to CB Seeds. Seeds, your Channel Seed dealer in Parkersburg.
Back on this morning's edition of the Channel Seeds Coaches Show, checking in on our girls basketball programs once again. Second time so far this season. 2 weeks have passed since the last time we talked with new Applington Parkersburg head coach Brady Driscoll. Coach, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's always great to chat with you guys, check in on the Falcons. And Coach, it's been 2 weeks since we last talked to you, and obviously a lot of changes this offseason. It's a unique year for everybody. But let's kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. How much time have you had with your team over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, we've had all of last week. We had five practices in a row, and then this week we got through another four practices, and then we went and had a little scrimmage with Union on Thursday. That went well. So we've had nine practices under our belt and then scrimmage day. So we're getting pretty close to game time with new opponents so we can see somebody other than ourselves.
I'm looking forward to that. And it won't be too long before you have a pair of matchups with Union, both of those coming before January 18th. You've got the matchup coming on December 8th with Union, and then one later, obviously we mentioned January 18th. But how fun was it for you to scrimmage? Was that the first time facing your dad on the basketball court?
Yeah, it was the first time going against him. Been on it with him on the same side, but haven't gone against him. And then my sister, too, a senior there, so that'll be different for sure.
Absolutely, and I'd imagine it was probably a good scrimmage in terms of getting the girls to play against somebody, as you said, other than themselves. And how did the team look overall? How did they respond against a solid Union group?
Yeah, they played pretty well. There's definitely some things we need to work on, but it's good to see in action some things that we've been working on put into play against a different opponent. So some things that went really well and some things we need to work on, but that's a good thing about going to see somebody before we have our first game, kind of get the jitters out of kind of the first time matched up against somebody else on a different court. So we can go back this week and practice and work on some of our weaknesses and build off some of our strengths.
Won't be too long before the season opener for the Falcons. That is a home game, and it's going to be November the 30th against BCLUW in Parkersburg before the Falcons are on the road for three out of their next four, Hudson, Union, and Jessup on the road, and sandwiched kind of in between there, a home date with South Hardin. Those are your first five games of the season. We'll continue our chat with head coach Brady Driscoll of Falcon Girls Basketball after these messages.
A big thank you and congrats from Landis. While it was dry, the weather helped harvest go about as smoothly as possible. Landis cooperatives in Kesley, Dyke, and New Hartford congratulate farmers on wrapping up Harvest 2020. Thank you for using Landis for your grain deliveries as well as your fall fertilizers. Your farmer-owned Landis cooperatives are there for you with all your agronomy services. Have a safe and healthy Thanksgiving with your family. From your friends at Landis Cooperatives, Dyke, New Hartford, and Kesley.
Harvest is coming to an end and time to put on your fall fertilizers to benefit next year's crop. For over a decade, Dwight and the guys with AP Fertilizer has worked with area grain producers to apply dry fertilizers, including variable rate spreading and ag lime application. A big thank you to their many loyal customers, and they welcome new ones this harvest anywhere in the listening area. Call Dwight with AP Fertilizer today for competitively priced fall fertilizer, 319-404-8091. That's AP Fertilizer of Parkersburg, 319-404-8091.
Do you know where you can go to know what's going on in your area? The Parkersburg Eclipse. The Eclipse keeps you in touch with area sports, in touch with area news, in touch with what's going on in the Appleton Parkersburg area, and in touch with all of Butler County. Do you have a subscription to the Parkersburg Eclipse? Just call 319-346-1461 or log on to ParkersburgEclipse.com and read your subscription online. The Parkersburg Eclipse is proud to be a Radio on the Go Falcon friend.
Back on your morning edition of the Channel Seeds Coaches Show, chatting with Brady Driscoll of the AP Falcon Basketball Program, girls coach and first year as the girls coach there at AP, taking over for longtime coach Jason Berkey. And coach, let's talk about some goals for you. We spoke to you right when you got the job and just how excited you were and what you'd like to instill in these girls this season. What is a realistic goal for this group this winter?
Yeah, I think just getting off to a hot start and staying hot through the first couple games here. I think definitely looking at the beginning of the schedule, we had some very winnable games to get hot early and hopefully stay hot. And momentum is such a big thing in sports, I think, during the course of a game and over the course of the season. So if we can get hot during the beginning of the year, carry the momentum over. And, you know, especially this year where you want to get hot early because you don't know how much of a season we'll get in, hopefully everything. But it'd be good to get a few wins right off the bat and then hopefully keep playing. But if we get shut down, then we're sitting in a good position when we come back. You know, I saw some volleyball teams that didn't play too many games, but they had a pretty good record, so it helped their postseason seeding-wise because they had a good record. So getting hot early is going to be a big goal of ours.
Hoping for the best for all of our area programs. And we talked about your roster two weeks ago when we talked to you last, but who are a couple girls that have impressed you so far in the off season that you think will be big contributors for the group this year?
Yeah, everybody's been working really hard and coming in on Sunday nights, staying after practice. Everybody's been doing a great job of that, but kind of as expected, from what I saw from last year too, Ellie Eachin's been playing really well in practice. Ellen Waller, I've heard a lot of great things about her, and she was quarantined for the first week of practice, but she's come back really strong, getting everything down. It's just a learning curve for a lot of girls in terms of getting to know the offense, getting to know the press break, the defenses that we run. So I'm tipping my hat to a lot of them because it's all a new system for them, and so they're coming in trying to learn every day and trying to get better and prepare for that week one matchup when we have everything ready to go.
Falcons matching up with BCLUW at home. That's November 30th in the season opener for the Falcon girls and Falcon boys. And last question for you, Coach. Every coach has an identity of the teams that they coach in terms of toughness or fundamentals or tenacity or whatever it may be. What do you describe as your coaching style and the style that you look to impart on this young group?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, ideally, we'd like to get up and down and run a little bit. And we got a lot of good three-point shooters. So hopefully we can, but we also have good posts too. So ideally we're going to look to get it in early and often to our posts down low. And then if can you start helping out? We'll start getting it in and kicking it back out for the three, because we have more than capable shooters on the outside to spot up and knock them down. We've been working on that in practice. But our posts are capable of taking the advantage of a one-on-one situation down low. So I like where we're at. We just got to keep figuring out ways to get people the ball and ways to counteract what the defense does.
Falcon basketball getting started in just over a week. That's new head coach Brady Driscoll. Coach, thanks as always for the time. Hope you have a great weekend and a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. You too.
That's head coach Brady Driscoll of the AP Falcon girls basketball team. We continue with the show after these messages on 98.9 KQCR.
No one covers more local high school sports than Radio on the Go. Listen to 98.9 FM and the KQCR stream at radioonthego.com each season for coverage of the Dyke New Hartford Wolverines, the Clarksville Indians, and the South Hardin Tigers. We are Radio on the Go.
Back on the CBC's Coaches Channel, Jeff Vermeen here with you, joined by head coach Bruce Dahl of the Dyke New Hartford Wolverine girls basketball team. And coach, first and foremost, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. It's always great to have you back on, coach. Another strong season for the Wolverines. We chatted with you a couple weeks ago about the lasting effect of that great senior class on this program. I'm sure that's something that's visible on the court still there, the impact that they left on the program. But how has the open gym and the limited time you've had with the girls been so far?
Well, yeah, that's an effect has shown up a little bit. We've had a scrimmage already, where we played number 2-ranked Maquoketa Valley and number 4-ranked in 4A Waverly-Shell Rock at Waverly about a week ago. And, you know, we did, I thought, a great job. But, you know, there's still things that we just have to glue together, tie together, get a rotation down, and just get kids experience. You know, that's just the biggest thing. Our experience is probably lacking a little bit, and we just need to get kids playing time and get them on the floor and just let them play.
And a big roster for you. I know we spoke a couple weeks ago. What's the exact number of girls out for the team this year that you envision having on the roster?
Yeah, we have about 25 girls out. So that's from 9th to 12th grade. So right now we're suiting up. I have 14 for varsity right now.
Great. So a very solid number for your group. And you mentioned the experience being a big factor this year. You have a couple seniors on the roster. You mentioned last couple weeks ago an exchange student as well. Well, who are you going to look to outside of the seniors? Talk about maybe a sophomore or a junior that you view as somebody that could really lead by example for your group this year.
Well, I think, you know, Sophia Hoffman and Taylor Kowali and Ellery Knock, you know, they've got the most minutes last year. And there are people that we are looking at to be leaders on the court. And they are people that, you know, we're trying to, they're going to play great defense, but, you know, we got to score. And so they need to pick it up too on the scoring end of it. All three of those, well, not Knock. Knock was a freshman last year, but so Hoffman and Kowali have been in the program the last 2 years that we've been down to state. So they have a lot of experience, and they're part-time starters. They rotated last year. So, you know, but, you know, an exchange student has played a lot of ball. She's from Spain, and she is, you know, pretty smooth and has nice size as far as, you know, height and able to be a really good rebounder, and she's a pretty good shooter. So, you know, those are some girls. And Abby Sohn and Addie Sohn, they're our seniors. They're the senior leaders. You know, those are people that I lean on heavily when during adversity times.
Looking forward to the season with the Dyke New Hartford girls basketball team. We'll continue our chat with head coach Bruce Dahl after these messages. You're listening to the CBC's Coaches Show right here on 98.9 KQCR.
A big thank you and congrats from Landis. While it was dry, the weather helped harvest go about as smoothly as possible. Landis cooperatives in Kesley, Dyke, and New Hartford congratulate farmers on wrapping up Harvest 2020. Thank you for using Landis for your grain deliveries as well as your fall fertilizers. Your farmer-owned Landis cooperatives are there for you with all your agronomy services. Have a safe and healthy Thanksgiving with your family. From your friends at Landis Cooperatives, Dyke, New Hartford, and Kesley.
Back on this Saturday morning edition of the Channel Seeds Coaches Show, chatting with head coach Bruce Dahl, the Ike New Hartford Wolverines girls basketball team. Tremendous run to state last year, 23-2, the overall mark. Get to goals for this year here in just a moment. You guys are going to be in game action right around the corner. Your opener still projected for December 1st on the road at Denver. Let's talk about that matchup. Always a good dynamic program there, and they've got a lot of different girls that can really shoot it.
Yeah, they'll be ranked third. Or they are ranked third in the state. So that'll be a tough one right off the bat and, you know, a tough environment to play. So, you know, like I said, you know, just we're going to take it baby steps and we're just going to try to, you know, be as good as we can each and every day and get better. You know, a couple other people that, you know, I did mention that Camille Lamphere is someone that who I think can really, you know, help out with her scrappiness on, you know, defense and maybe a bucket here or there. And then Taylor Haynes, she has nice size as well. And so then you know, throw in, you know, maybe a couple of freshmen. You know, and I think that we have a nice team. We just got to put it together.
And a lot of goals, obviously, and a lot of puzzle work to be done, but a tremendous size of a roster, 25 the total number of girls out for the team. And you mentioned kind of mid-teens on the active varsity roster this year. Let's talk about some goals. I know you guys had a tremendous senior class that left the program with Katie Knock, as well as Ellie Foster and Morgan Weber moving on from the program, as well as a couple other big role players for your group. But this team is going to be a lot different, but what are some of the early goals for your team this year?
Well, you know, we have not sat down and done our goals yet. I think that's because we just are still searching for our identity. I think we'll know a lot after tonight. That'll be our second scrimmage and playing three different teams in those two scrimmages. So I think we're going to be able to put our goals together on Monday and Tuesday. Have Thanksgiving break, and we're going to be scrimmaging Grundy Center too over the weekend, and then we'll be, you know, playing Denver. So I think we just need just a little bit more game experience before we can niche out those goals. But, you know, we have the talent to do great. And, you know, some goals that I don't think are far-fetched are, you know, contending for a conference title and then trying to get as far as we can in tournament play when that happens. But, you know, we got to take it one game at a time with this group especially. And I know that's an old cliche, but especially with this group, you know, we're still searching for things. And you know, every one of my teams, our first goal is we try to get to 12 wins, you know, and the 12 wins automatically guarantee you a winning season. And that's something that, you know, you try to strive for, I think, first and foremost, to get that winning season. And so we try to, you know, get to that winning season. Then after that, we kind of, you know, look at our goals again mid-season maybe and tweak some things. But definitely we have the personnel and we have the players to have a very successful season. And there's no lack of I have no concern of them, you know, not playing hard or trying hard. It's just, honest to gosh, and I'll repeat it all over again, it's just the experience, and we just need to get them playing. We need to find the right combinations. You know, we're going to be good defensively, so we need to take on some sort of identity, you know, that every good team has. And so we'll be searching for that, and we'll know, you know, we'll know soon enough and the things that we need to work on.
A lot to look forward to this winter for the Dyke New Hartford Wolverine girls basketball team. Again, the season opener on the road at Denver on December the 1st, home to Sumner Fredericksburg on the 4th, and then on the road again at Wapsie Valley on the 8th, and a big long homestand from the 11th of December all the way up till the 7th of January, where the Wolverines will be at home each and every contest for five in a row. That's head coach Bruce Dahl. Coach, last question for you. We won't talk to you again before the Thanksgiving holiday. Do you have a favorite part of Thanksgiving or a favorite food around the table at Thanksgiving time?
Oh, I like turkey and mashed potatoes, that's for sure. we had a family Thanksgiving football game. We had that, and I think we went like 29 out of 30 years, and then I think we got old and got a little complacent. So I'd like to get that going again, but, you know, we'll see what happens here with this pandemic and everything and see who's going to make it or not. But we got to get that game back.
Absolutely, and obviously a challenging year for everybody. But, Coach, I wish you a very happy holiday and look forward to talking to you in a couple more weeks.
I appreciate it. Happy holidays to you and everybody at your station. Thank you.
Appreciate that. That's head coach Bruce Dahl, the Dyke New Hartford Wolverines girls basketball program. We're back to chat with more coaches after these messages.
A Thanksgiving message from Chuck and Judy at Channel C.
It's been a bountiful and successful season once again. We are truly blessed not only for our crops, but for our customers and friends. Channel Seed is wishing everyone a happy and thankful Thanksgiving season. From the people at Channel Seed, we say thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving from Chuck, Judy, Christy, and everyone at CB Seeds, your Channel Seed dealer in Parkersburg.
Back on this Saturday morning edition of the CBC's Coaches Show, checking in on the AGWSR Cougars and girls basketball head coach Lori Gann joins us on the line. Lori, good morning, and thanks for the time as always.
Good morning.
And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Been a couple weeks, and just want to go ahead and recap those last couple weeks. I think a lot of schools able to get a decent amount of practice in, get to know their squads a little bit better before things tip off for the season. And for the Cougars, that's coming in just a couple of days. But how have the last couple of weeks been for you and your group?
Yeah, the girls have been really working hard, and with all the new mitigation things, the wearing masks during practice, it's been an interesting take for sure, but we've been seeing a lot of good things. Been seeing some, you know, we have had some questions. We still have some questions as we go into games with some different role players, and there's a lot of options, and some freshmen have really started to step up. So who knows? It's been a good 2 weeks for us.
It's always great when you have the kind of back end of your roster, your youngest players showing some serious talent. It not only provides the depth, but it pushes the older players to stay on the court as well and play even harder. And you've got a really good group of seniors this year, a couple ladies that have signed on to play sports at the next level recently, McKenna Cooper, Alyssa Hames, and some other seniors on the roster. How valuable is their leadership, especially in a season like this where you're replacing a good senior class from last year?
Well, I tell you what, I've been coaching for quite a while now, and the success of a team really depends on good, strong senior leadership. And when I, as a coach, have had good senior leadership, the season has played out very well for us. And I tell you what, this is probably one of the strongest senior leadership classes I've had. And you know, you can look at that and see that Hames and Cooper have been around as varsity players on this basketball program for 4 years, and obviously they've succeeded, and because they're both going to the next level to play college sports. So it's been fun to watch them take these younger players and help make them realize what is expected. And so the leadership is awesome.
And looking forward to watching them again. It's a dynamic offensive and defensive duo there, Hames and Cooper, looking to continue that into another strong senior season. 2020-2021 season opens for the Cougars in just a couple days on Monday. It's a home matchup, girls only, from AGWSR High School, matching up with Meskwaki Settlement. Let's just talk about that matchup and just what you see out of that Meskwaki Settlement team.
Yeah, well, we're just excited to get to play somebody else. With scrimmages, we had a jamboree scheduled at Marshalltown. It got canceled, and so we haven't really been able to play anybody else. So it's going to be a good opener for us. Just get out on the floor and see what we can do and what some different people can do with each other. Meskwaki, they have an excellent guard that I do know that they still have. She's a senior. She's been around there for a while, and so we'll have to limit her look. The rest of the team, it's some new faces, so we'll see what they bring to the table.
Cougars opening play for the season in just a couple days. Monday night, 7:45, the anticipated start time. And as always, make sure to keep an eye out for local rules and regulations in regards to wearing masks and the like. I know it across all sports, I believe it's two fans per participant in the contest. So keep that in mind before heading out. But get out and support the Cougars on Monday night. They match up with Meskwaki Settlement to open the season. Back in just a moment to continue our chat with head coach Lori Gann of the AGWSR Cougars. That's after this on 98.9 KQCR.
So what do you see in the future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? This is Barry Hoffmeister in Ackley. Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Barry Hoffmeister in Ackley, at 641 847-2376. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Hanson Family Hospital and Clinics are pleased to now offer early morning clinic appointments in Ackley, Iowa Falls, and Ziering. Ackley Medical Center, Iowa Falls Clinic, and Nesco Family Medical Clinic are now offering 7 a.m. clinic appointments available by phone call, virtual visit, or in-person visit. Call your preferred clinic to schedule an appointment today. Hanson Family Hospital and Clinics, healthcare you can count on.
Back on 98.9 KQCR, Jeff Ramin here with you, chatting with head coach Lori Gann of the AGWSR Cougar Girls Basketball Program. We mentioned you do have a very solid roster this year, coach, and let's talk a little bit about goals. I know last year was a solid finish overall for your group, but let's talk about what's ahead for this group this year. What are some goals that the girls might have in mind for this this winter season?
The goals are pretty high. We feel like with some of the ability and talent that we've got returning and the experience that we've got returning, we want to be competing in the top of our conference. And obviously, hopefully, some of the role players come along as they get more experience so that we're very competitive in the Class 1 playoffs down there at the end.
And a lot of goals ahead for the Cougars. Let's just take a look back a couple seasons of some of the marquee finishes for the Cougars in the last 5 years or so. 2016-2017, the record was 19-5. Following year, 2017-18, was 21-3. And last year, 18-6. So if you think of those three seasons, the Cougars with this roster definitely seem in line with those other three groups. Could be a historic season for the Cougar girls. We're looking forward to it. Again, it starts on Monday night against Meskwaki Settlement at home in Ackley. Last question here for you, Coach. It is a Thanksgiving holiday coming up. Do you have a favorite part of Thanksgiving or a favorite food to eat on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, it's always fun. I'm not getting with as much family this year, so we'll probably be Zooming some stuff. But just because of the practices and trying to stay healthy, but I'll still have that good old turkey.
All right. Well, that's definitely a rock solid staple. Really, arguably the starting center of any Thanksgiving meal. So it's the turkey for Coach Gann and stuffing and mashed potatoes for myself.
Yep.
But it's a great holiday, and I know it's a little different this year, but always a good time to celebrate and be thankful for what you have and the family you have around you. And it's a good Cougar group there, Cougar family for head coach AGWSR basketball, Lori Gann. Coach, thank you so much for your time. As always, hope you have a great holiday and wish you all the best of luck this season.
You too, and thank you so very much for everything.
Absolutely. That's head coach Lori Gann of the AGWSR Cougars. We continue with our chats with area coaches after these messages. You're listening to the Channel Seeds Coaches Show on 98.9 KQCR.
Channel Seed is as thankful as any business out here for the support of our repeat customers and the growth of our many new growers this past year. This is Chuck Becker, and we want to take this moment to thank our area dealers and customers. Channel Seed also sends a wish of Thanksgiving blessings to you and your family. God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food.
From Chuck and Judy Becker, Christy Lammers, Ryan Paulson, all the area dealers, happy Thanksgiving. From CB Seeds, your Channel Seed dealer in Parkersburg.
Back on this morning's Channel Seeds Coaches Show, checking in with the Grundy Center Spartan Girls Basketball Program, and head coach Matt Lindemann joins us on the line now. Coach, good morning, and thanks for the time as always.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate you joining us on a biweekly basis here, and let's just talk about the couple weeks that have passed since we last spoke to you. How has the couple weeks of practice been, and how are the girls looking ahead of the season?
Well, it's been it's been a lot of fun here. This first, we're finishing practice 12 here today, and we've had all 12 practices. We've had some challenges along the way. Would say the least here a little bit of what we had to go through, but just part of, I think, what everybody's dealing with on a daily basis. But we've been able to practice every day, and that's a plus, and then the kids have been working hard.
It's surely going to be an experienced group coming back, but still just a couple seniors overall on the roster, a very young team last year that really had a very solid year for your group. But quickly want to give a shout-out to that football team there in Grundy Center. How about that season that they had, and how much fun was it for you and for the team there to follow along with all the success they had this fall?
Well, yeah, without a doubt, Coach Zajac and you know, the football team just did an awesome job here this fall. Not knowing, obviously, what would happen, obviously having to change schedules and all that too, and working through all that, and so you know, just really proud of what they did here. You know, a lot of fun to watch here throughout the whole fall, and it's been a great start to the school year, and a lot of credit goes to the football team and the players and coaches staff and everything that's gone into it. It's you know, been an absolute joy, and very proud of what they accomplished here this year.
Grundy Center Spartan football team, the state runners-up for the second consecutive year. Another tremendous season comes to a close at the Unidome this past Thursday. Congrats to Coach Zajac and the Spartans on another tremendous season. And, Coach, for you, there's a lot of familiar names coming back to your program this year. Obviously, you've got a couple of your leading scorers coming back in terms of Bailey Redding and others. But let's talk about maybe a player or two who's flying under the radar who might see some increased playing time now for the Spartans this year.
Well, you know, to be quite honest, it's a work in progress. You know, we've got a number of kids that it's a matter of you know, just you're potentially getting more minutes and so forth. You know, one girl, I guess, Dahlia Gardner, you know, super athletic, and we've seen that in multiple sports here at Grundy Center already. So she saw some time last year, but obviously we'll, you know, added minutes and you know, potentially starter as well. So, you know, she's been a big plus for us. I think Taylor Stahl is another one that can see some increased minutes, as well as Emma Beck. Emma will probably most likely be a starter out of it and you know, just does a nice job up front as a guard for us and the leadership that she provides that, you know, she's done throughout her career so far, you know, as a softball pitcher and so forth, just doing a really nice job for us, and look for those guys to really step up for us this year.
Chatting with head coach Matt Lindemann of the Grundy Center Spartan girls basketball team. We'll talk about the schedule as well as some goals for this group when our show continues after these messages.
Extra, extra, read all about it. The Grundy Register will keep you informed of all that's happening in Grundy Center and Grundy County. From a feel-good story to who is getting married, having an anniversary, to who's having a sale. You can count on the Grundy Register with two easy ways to stay connected. The Grundy Register lets you read all about it. For your subscription, call 319-824-6958.
Back on the Channel Seeds Coaches Show on your Saturday, November 21st of 2020. We're just before the Thanksgiving holiday. The season rolling around here in just a matter of days. And the season opener for the Spartans is now set for December 4th on the road at South Hardin. And, Coach, let's just talk about that group. South Hardin, obviously, with a new coach over there and a lot of girls returning to that squad.
Well, yeah, Nick Eller takes over as head coach. You know, talked with him many different times, obviously the head football coach as well. So he's just done a nice job, you know, his time at South Hardin. He's really just, you know, I think overall brought in a winning mindset, a work hard mindset and to the football program, and that has produced results. And so I think without a doubt, you know, as time goes on, he'll do the same thing for the girls basketball team too. So, yeah, it'll be, you know, our first game. Our schedule has changed a little bit now over the last couple of weeks just because of things. And I think that's, you know, one of the things we talked to the girls is we've just got to be able to adjust with how things go, whether it's directly with our team, members and, you know, COVID and everything. And then also, you know, schedule-wise, things may adjust too. And so we've had that happen here already. And it's actually given us a little bit more time. But nevertheless, we got to be ready to go on the road at Eldora and you know, our first conference game as well.
Looking forward to that one. Getting underway once again, December 4th, the start time on the road in Eldora for the Spartan girls. And the years go by and the Spartans continue to pile up the wins since 2015. It's been 22, 19, 25, 24, and last year 16 wins for the Spartan girls. And what do you think has all played into that pedigree of winning success there for the Spartan girls program, Coach?
Well, I think overall it's just kind of a mindset of, we've had the opportunity to coach some really, really top-notch girls. And what I mean by that is not just basketball players, but they're really, really good kids. Kids in the classroom, they get it done. They know they hold themselves in high regard in everything that they do. And so that produces winners. Very fortunate that way. And so that mindset has been kind of created, that tradition a little bit. But nevertheless, it doesn't just happen. And so the girls have to continue to be hungry, wanting to prove themselves against each other, but also against everybody else. And then night in and night out, everybody's really always coming after you and wanting to beat you and that. And so we've got to be ready to go. And we've had some just top-notch girls that have just worked hard and we haven't always been successful, as successful as we wanted to be, but they've done everything they could night in and night out, and that's produced what we've been able to do.
16-8, the overall finish for your group last year, Coach. And final question for you, in terms of goal setting for this year, what has kind of been the realistic goal set around there within the program for how good this team can be this winter?
Well, that remains to be seen. Obviously, it's a work in progress, just like every other team right now, and it's not where we start, but how we finish, and more importantly, the things that we want to do. It all depends on our culture, the type of girls. Can we do the little things that help put us over the edge and take us to that next step? And obviously, we were a game short from getting to the state tournament. That's the ultimate goal, but also winning a conference championship and just working each and every day to improve each other and to treat each other as best teammates as we can.
Looking forward to this season. Once again, season rolling around on December 4th for the Spartans on the road in Eldora for a matchup with South Hardin to get it started. That's head coach Matt Lindeman. Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Jeff. Same to you.
And that's head coach Matt Lindeman of the Grundy Center girls basketball program. We continue our chats with area coaches after these messages.
Earlier the better when it comes to cash discounts on your channel seed, CB Seeds. Christy Lammers joins us, and Christy, the discounts are continuing.
Yes, our next one would be December 11th, Friday, December 11th at 8% for cash discount. And John Deere would be prime minus 1% at 6% cash discount. So great savings. Got orders coming in already. Shipments coming in already for seed for next year. We're excited for 2021.
Get your corn and soybeans ordered and get those discounts, folks, from CB Seeds in Parkersburg.
Back on the Channel Seeds Coaches Show, our Saturday morning edition of the show, as we continue our chats with area girls basketball coaches. And joining us on the line now is head coach Nick Eller, first-year head coach of the girls basketball program, longtime head coach of the football team there at South Hardin High School. Coach, good morning, and thanks for joining us as always.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. And I just want to talk to you first and foremost about your group this year in terms of the last couple of weeks. I know it's been a challenge for everybody, but how has the past couple of weeks been for your group?
Been really good, actually. It's definitely a challenge. We've got some girls sitting out on quarantine and different things going on with, you name it, kids sitting out and kids doing this for, different things with different sports. We had some volleyball girls, missing time just to kind of get them refreshed. So we've had a lot of different obstacles, which is completely understandable and just the way times are right now. But the girls have really been getting better each day. It's been our goal from day one is just to get better each day, and they've done that. So I can't ask much more of them right now.
And it's a good group look coming back and a lot of seniors on your roster. We talked about just some general leadership of those seniors as well as the upperclassmen on your team this year. But maybe give us a player or two who might be flying under the radar this offseason that might be a new name that we'll hear called a lot more often there in Eldora and the surrounding area.
Yeah, we've had some really good senior leadership, like you said. A couple names I think that'll have good years that they've played a little bit in the last few years and haven't been as big of a role. Definitely, one I would hope is going to have a great year, and I think she's starting out that way. Cassidy Winter has had a really good preseason camp here with us so far. Hoping she can be one of our main point guards or two guards, bring the ball up and doing different things and shooting. Had a really good offseason, put in a ton of work this offseason to have a good year. So she's been really a bright spot in practice. Another one, Morgan Havens, started off and on last year, but has really had a good offseason. You can tell that her work's paid off looking that way. Another one, Riley Nelson. All three are juniors that, you know, just kind of filled the bench spot last year and would come in at different times in games when they were needed, but didn't have as big of a role this year. We need them to be a big-time player, and I think they know that, and they put the work in for this offseason to do that. So I'm really excited about them, hoping they have a good season. Ellie Anderson, another one that you've heard that name probably many times in volleyball, great volleyball player, and played some last year as a freshman, but really, really need a big year of her in basketball too. So really excited about her coming up also.
Looking forward to the season getting started. There's a matchup with West Marshall listed on the schedule in just a matter of days. And then on the road at Clarion, Goldfield Dalles on December 1st. And then Grundy Center, East Marshall AP rounds out your team's first five games. What do you make of the early portion of the schedule for your group this year?
Definitely got a tough schedule to start. West Marshall always has a good team, won the conference last year. Definitely will be a tough matchup. Have some very nice players. Got a younger team than they have in the past, but definitely have a nice team. We played them in the Jamboree Monday at Story City and had a good match with them. A little loss to them in the first half, I guess, that you play. But just played pretty well with them, hung with them. I think both teams probably didn't show a whole lot, which is understandable, but definitely kind of know what we're getting into there just by playing them. Starting Goldfield, boy, they got a really nice team. That's going to be a very tough matchup for us. And then head into Grundy Center right after that. So probably three of our toughest games you could start with to start the year. But we'll definitely see where we're at and get a barometer of what we need to work on and go from there.
Chatting with first-year head coach Nick Eller of the South Hardin Tiger girls basketball team. We'll take a break and continue our chat after these messages on 98.9 KQCR.
Did you enjoy receiving your Christmas Club check this year? If not, you need to stop in or go to greenbeltbank.com and open your Christmas Club account today. Greenbelt Bank and Trust makes it easy to save for the holiday season year-round with your Christmas Club account. Open an account at any time, make deposits or pre-authorize weekly transfers from your checking to your savings account. Make next year a stress-free holiday season by opening a Christmas Club account today with Greenbelt Bank and Trust. It's a great way to make sure your holiday shopping is paid for in advance. Let your checkbook breathe easy.
Leading the way, a full-service financial institution, a tradition of success, Greenbelt Bank and Trust of Iowa Falls, Ackley, Grundy Center, Eldora, and Belmont. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on the queue in this morning's Channel Seeds Coaches Show, getting a chat now with head coach Nick Eller of the South Hardin Tiger girls basketball program. And, Coach, we just talked about the schedule as well as some of your players. Let's talk about goals now. What do you think a realistic goal, or what has maybe been the focus of the goal setting there for your group been so far this year?
That's a tough question just because it's hard to know where this season's going and what it'll be like. My goal just for the team as we started day one was just every day us get better and see a continual progression of just, you know, boy, that was a better day. And the next day, that was a better day. That's been our goal. So that's my number one goal just for this team right there. Two is just that older group of girls really lead this team. And if they do that, I think we'll have a nice season. And they carry us by leadership, carry us by their play, their actions on the court, all those good things. That's probably been my second big goal for this entire group. And then I think just everything else there will take care of itself. I'm not going to get too worried about a record to start here because, again, I don't know what kind of team we'll have from week to week and what this season will be like. So I'm just taking it day to day, probably like you've heard every coach tell you today, and just really working on us just getting better and getting ready for a great season. Just really want to be playing our best basketball by the end of the year, have all our girls by the end of the year. It'd be a definite hope and goal. And then we're ready to see what kind of run we can make from there once we've played an entire season and gotten better all year. That that should set you up for a nice end of the season, hopefully.
Looking forward to the season for the South Hardin Tiger Girls. And last question, Coach, it's kind of a festive time of the year. We're getting cranked up and ready for the holidays. Thanksgiving right around the corner. I know as a former football player, former NFL guy, you're around a lot of guys during those years, I'm sure, that could house some food. And I know you're probably a passionate food guy. But in terms of Thanksgiving, do you have a favorite dish? And then in addition, just maybe a favorite activity that that you and your family do during a typical Thanksgiving year?
Boy, I do have favorite dishes. I'm definitely just a turkey and stuffing guy. No doubt about it. That's my number one thing. But I'm not a picky eater either. I'll eat anything that's on that table. Being a football guy, not at all picky. And traditions wise, no, I don't have a ton that way. We just eat food and then eat some more food and then end up watching football. That's a good day to me and a good day to our family. So we're a big football family that way. From my wife's side to my side, so it fits well that way.
Not a bad way to do it at all, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I know it's a little bit different for everybody, but I hope it's enjoyable for you, Coach. We'll chat with you in a couple weeks, and best of luck down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's head coach Nick Eller of the South Hardin Girls Basketball Program. We're back to continue our chats with area coaches after these messages on this morning's Channel Seeds Coaches Show.
No one covers more local high school sports than Radio on the Go. Listen to 98.9 FM and the KQCR stream at radioonthego.com each season for coverage of the Dyke New Hartford Wolverines, the Clarksville Indians, and the South Hardin Tigers. We are Radio on the Go.
Back on the Channel Seeds Coaches Show, it's the week before Thanksgiving and things getting really ready to get going for all of our area girls basketball programs. That includes the Clarksville Indians, and we're chatting now with head coach Ross Timmermans after another rock-solid season, 20 wins for the third consecutive season for the Indians. And, Coach, good morning. Thank you for being with us as always.
Yeah, as always, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And the first question we've been asking everybody, it's been a jam-packed 2 weeks and a lot of teams able to put a solid 2 weeks of practice together. I assume it's probably the same for you, but how has the past couple of weeks been for the Indian girls basketball program?
Well, we, just as I'm sure everybody else in the state of Iowa right now, struggling with how many girls we're going to have at practice, you know, the uncertainties around practice every single day. Can have a tendency of getting in the way of practice, but our girls have been doing a great job staying focused, staying locked in, and getting better every day.
And looking forward to the season, and I know that tremendous senior class we kind of chronicled last time we chatted 2 weeks ago with Wedeking and others moving on from the program. You'll look for new leadership this winter. How is the roster shaping up, and maybe what's the total number between varsity and JV there that is the total roster as we speak? I know that you guys have kind of movers and shakers in and out of practice every day, different numbers, but what's the total number of girls out for the program this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm really happy with it. We've got 16 girls out this year, which is the most we've had in the last 4 years. And I think that's just a testament to the role models that have moved on and the role models that we have in the program right now. Girls just want to be a part of their team, be a part of the program. And I think that's been kind of the rise behind the numbers. And so we've got eight new freshmen. We've got three seniors. And Mackenzie Bloker, Katie Sterling, and Cheyenne Barron, three really good players with a lot of experience and a lot of skill returning for us. And we got two juniors on the roster, Sierra Vance and Morgan Jacobs. And then we've got three sophomores who I'm really excited about as well, Jenna Myers, Rachel Borchardt, Kaylin Hardy. So we've got a solid group coming back. We've got a lot of excitement coming up. And we're really looking forward to what this team can bring this 2020-21 season.
Looking forward to it as well, and a lot of familiar names from a highly successful softball team that won the state title this past year, and it's a well-rounded group, and I know the sophomores, those would seem to be young players on a lot of rosters, but those are some experienced athletes and basketball players that you look to lean on this winter, and the season opener coming up right around the corner, scheduled for November 30th of 2020 against Rockford. That'll be on the road, and we plan to be there to broadcast that contest for girls and boys. against the Rockford Warriors. What's your quick scout of that group and your season opening matchup?
Yeah, well, Rockford has always done a really good job running a pressure 1-3-1. And they look to push the ball. They've got solid players churning. It'll be a battle from the get-go. We've kind of always started off with Rockford, and it's a great matchup for the both of us every single season. And we learn a lot about our teams after that first game. And we have in the past, and I'm sure we're going to learn a lot about our team again this season. So it's the start of a tough week for us. We've got four games that first week, and we'll see where we're at on Monday.
Looking forward to the start of the season. Again, those first four games on the road at Rockford. That's the 30th of November, 4th of December, 5th of December, respectively. It's at Janesville, at Baxter. And then the 8th of December is a home matchup against Dunkerton. We're chatting with head coach Ross Timmermans of the Clarksville Indians. We'll continue our chat after these messages on 98.9 KQCR.
Butler Bremer Communications is a proud sponsor of the Clarksville Basketball Coaches Show segment, Saturday mornings here on the Q, and cheers on all the teams this winter. For fast online surfing, make sure you have Butler Bremer's high-speed internet service. If you live in Clarksville or surrounding communities, call and ask getting hooked up with their lightning-fast cable modem internet as well as high-def cable TV. Contact Butler Bremer in Plainfield today. Happy holidays, and thank you for your business. From Butler Bremer Communications, bringing the world to Clarksville and beyond. Keep your safety on track by choosing the right path. Green Insurance Services and Grinnell Mutual are there for you whenever you're cruising around on your ATV. But it's up to you to follow appropriate riding rules. Practice safe riding today so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Lucas Wedeking and Misty Osborne, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Green Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Extra, extra, read all about it. To stay in touch with what's happening in the Clarksville area, subscribe to the Clarksville Star. The Clarksville Star keeps you up to date with anniversaries, weddings, births, and local stories. The Clarksville Star is great for kids going off to college, people heading south for the winter, or your office. Get your subscription today to the Clarksville Star to stay in touch.
We're back chatting with Clarksville Indian head girls basketball coach Ross Timmermans this morning on our Channel Seeds Coaches Show. And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your group. We mentioned the roster, the departing seniors from last year, and kind of you went through class by class what you have, eight freshmen on the roster and a good assortment of players at each class moving on up from there. But let's talk about goals for this group this year. 20 wins has been the norm around there, and that's been the last three seasons. But what are some goals for the Indian program this year?
Well, we talk a lot about controlling what we can control. We talk a lot about playing hard, loving each other, dominating the day, and we focus on that every single day, and we focus on the things that we know we're capable of doing. We don't try to get too far outside of ourselves, and I think that this team is really excited about the season because it's their turn. I think that the path has been paved for them, and now it's their turn to showcase what they can do and how hard they've worked, and I couldn't be more excited about the squad and the team, and we're in a tough conference. We've got a lot of athletes in this conference. You just look at Janesville going to state in volleyball year in and year out. They've always got a ton of athletes, and Riceville is probably the favorite to win the conference this year, and they return a lot of players that are still even young players, but they've just got a lot of experience already. And Dunkerton can shoot the ball extremely well. Waterloo Christian's an athletic group. We've got some athletic freshmen coming up. Chipola is always strong and physical. So Don Bosco, they've got one of the best athletes in the state, and Jenna Brown. So there's a lot of competition this winter. It's going to be an exciting winter, and I think it'll be a battle. And I'm really excited about where our team's at because I think we can battle right with them.
Head coach Ross Timmermans of the Clarksville Indian basketball program on the girls' side. And coach, lastly, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and talk to you a little bit about that holiday. I know it's a little bit different for everybody this year, but do you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish or maybe just a favorite activity with family during a normal year that you guys do around Thanksgiving?
Oh, you know, it's always just great to get together with everybody. And I think we always bring, from our family, we like green bean casserole. So I'd have to say that the green bean casserole is probably one of our favorites. And as for tradition with our family, I don't know. It changes every year. I'm not sure we have one specific thing that we do, but we try and get together every year, and I think this year it's going to be via Zoom. So that'll be a little bit different.
Looking forward to that, and Thanksgiving traditions abound with these group of head coaches here, and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, however it may be different this year, but hope you can have some semblance of a normal one, Coach. We appreciate the time, as always, and looking forward to following your group this year.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll see you at Rockford, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Looking forward to that. Happy Thanksgiving, Coach. That's Ross Timmermans, the head coach of the Clarksville Indian girls basketball team. We're back with more chats after these messages on 98.9 KQCR.
Chuck, what's all that gobbling about?
Well, Judy, it's Thanksgiving time, and I think the turkeys know it.
I hear a lot of farmers are gobbling up channel seed corn and soybeans for the next year.
Growers are getting cash discounts on the newest and best channel hybrids and varieties. But we need to stop for a moment and say a word of thanks to all our great customers.
And this is Christy Lammers from all of us at Channel Seed in Parkersburg. May you have a blessed Thanksgiving time with family and friends.
Hey, Judy, can you pass the gravy?
That'll put a wrap on this week's edition of the CB Seeds Coaches Channel right here on 98.9 KQCR. I want to extend a special thank you to all of our girls coaches for joining us once again on the show. The second time we've been able to chat with them so far this year. Still in the preseason, we still have another preseason chat with our area boys coaches. That comes up a week from today from 10 to 11 as part of the Channel Seeds Coaches Show. As always, special thanks to all six of our area programs and all six of our area coaches for joining us this week. I'm Jeff Ramin saying so long, and we will chat with you next week on the next edition of the CB Seeds Coaches Channel, and you can listen to that show from 10 to 11 on 98.9 KQCR and at radioonthego.com.
You've been listening to the Coaches Channel, KQCR Radio's High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Chuck Becker, Channel Seed. The Coaches Channel, back again next Saturday at 10 a.m. If you missed any of today's show or would like to listen to the interviews again, check out our podcast at radioonthego.com. Again, presented by Chuck Becker, Channel Seed, and his area dealers. Channel, seedsmanship at work. One shining moon.